for so many years, as we've talked about crop circles, crop formations on this program, there's always been that who or what. What's the message? Who's sending it? Is it coming from a parallel dimension, another universe? Is it coming from extraterrestrials? Is it a weather-related vortex? I mean, the theories abound.
Yes, and there are actually many aspects and many things that are going into creating this phenomenon, things like cosmic and planetary forces and our consciousness. And, you know, as Ed says, there are three basic sources that we see behind the phenomenon. One is, of course, the man-made phenomenon. The other is the extraterrestrial formations, the markings that have been made, you know, a lot of eyewitness accounts of structured craft leaving an area and leaving a ground trace mark or markings. And the primary source that we focus on is the one that we feel is actually coming from our consciousness and combined with a more infinite intelligence.
It's a divine source. Think of three basic sources that break down into more sources. One is the infinite intelligence and consciousness mm-hmm. of God, in our view, or divine force intelligence. But that in itself breaks down into more than one force, process, natural, supernatural, cosmic and terrestrial. It's as if a universal consciousness, intelligence, utilizes natural forces and supernatural forces, and the main supernatural force in this phenomenon is human consciousness and human participation of consciousness. But the primary source, we feel, brings all these things together or is synchronized to produce a miracle as a consequence of these things being brought together. But at the same time, there are extraterrestrial-made formations, mostly simple circles, a few simple pictograms, but there's more than one ET civilization that has also made ground trace marks and UFO nests and crop circles. And then, of course, the third least important source, in our view, is deceptive human circle making.
Mm-hmm,
and, of course,
right.
Again, you've got more than one individual and more than one group. So if you can remember, despite all the evidence and all the information and theories and so on, at least from us, from our experience, we feel that there are basically three sources: a divine one, an ET one, a human one, and they break down to many more. And in 1990, when I first stepped into the field to do research, I very quickly found that there was obviously more than one cause to a genuine formation.
That came to you right away, didn't it?
Yes, because of certain things that happened very quickly. And also because I was very interested in the physics at that time, and I saw that there was physics being employed in the creation process. And the more I got my mind around that, for example, discovered that certain weather conditions need to be present for these balls of light to form, or beams of light
mm-hmm.
to occur that often precede crop circle creation. So it was as if some natural intelligence, or rather some intelligence, was respecting natural law, utilizing it in the creation process, and it just seemed to be way too much to be purely ET. Plus, the source was frequently sitting on your shoulder, listening into all your thoughts or what you were doing or where you was going to do something, and it was invariably stating things or doing things with that knowledge. So, I mean, I can quickly spin one off to you just from a human
perspective. Sure, and then we'll get into that first image you sent us.
Right, okay. I've said this before, but it's a classic example. A human circle maker planned to make a formation deceptively in a field one night, and he wrote it on a piece of paper where, and he drew the formation,
mm-hmm.
and when he got there, it was waiting for him. this has happened more than once. This has happened to us an awful lot. We have many formations that have appeared in response to certain things we've done, said, many of which have been privately communicated, so again, it has to be something sitting on your shoulder.
Something's watching, viewing, picking things up.
Exactly.
Yes.
That is something. It's almost like they definitely want you to know they know.
Yes, and it's also like a, because I've experienced many types of parapsychological phenomena, it's like a poltergeist, but on a global scale. instead of the poltergeist sort of playing with your mind, moving objects around in a house, this is a global expression, if you like, and it's playing, or not playing, but it's interacting with your consciousness and your actions.